from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a little after 5 o'clock, and you know what that means? Well, I'll just tell you what it means.
It's Cinco de Five-O.
It's Cinco de Five-O.
Cinco de Five-O with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
By the way, real quick, I do want to say that Yankee lineup we presented to you is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
And Cinco de Five-O is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by Wendy's. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, we've had a great audience come out here at Fanatics Fest NYC. I love seeing all the fans, meeting all the fans. But those of you in the car, maybe you're taking the dog for the walk, listening, anything right now, if you're thinking about coming out here, and oh, by the way, bad weather on Sunday, it looks like.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna
really?
Give you
the, this bad weather? It looks like a little rain, yeah.
But that's a good thing for Fanatics Fest.
It's a good thing for Fanatics Fest. The point is, if you're looking for something to do, I'm going to give you the 5 best things I've seen to do here at Fanatics Fest.
Nice.
Number 5.
Here we go.
By the way, Tiki knows everybody. It's amazing.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like the mayor. I love it.
I know. Well, speaking of Tiki,
he... Why we get along so well? Because I'm like a hermit, and you're Tiki. It's great.
Tiki?
It's New York.
I know.
I lived in New York. I know New Yorkers.
I understand.
Tiki comes in at number 5. You can buy a Tiki Barber throwback jersey. Yes, the Fanatics shop back there, there was 2 notable things. I went back there looking, maybe I could get a Dexter Lawrence 100-year anniversary jersey. They are selling... And a good allotment of 2 Giants jerseys, an Eli and a Tiki.
Ah, wow. That's respect right there.
So plenty of Tiki Barber jerseys for sale.
And I am curious, how much does it cost to get a Tiki Barber autograph here at our WFAN setup?
Well, I'll tell you. Nothing.
Best bargain on a Friday.
We could be making bank here.
What a deal.
Unfortunately, only 47 minutes left to get that. All right, here we go.
Number 4.
A Sports Illustrated museum. Did you guys walk through this?
We did.
So I am, growing up, I love Sports Illustrated. Many sports fans obviously did. All the traditional, the classic covers and everything all blown up. It was a really cool walkthrough. I thought
Very
that was
cool.
Really cool to see.
Yeah,
and again, free with the ticket.
Well, a lot of those are, it's art. Right?
Yeah, so it is art.
The
right.
way that they presented it, it feels like you're walking through a museum, like an art museum.
Well, here's what's so cool about this. I'm not an autograph guy. I'm not a collector. And yet this place has so much for me because of the museums and the things that you see. And I don't want to steal anything on your Cinco. I haven't seen it. But there's wrestling paraphernalia.
Yeah.
There's Andre the Giant boots. There's... The trousers, if that's the right word, that Razor Ramon wore the night the 1-2-3 kid upset the world across the street at the Manhattan Center. Like, that is, it's like a museum. So even if you're not an autograph person or a collector's person, we spent hours here already, like, distracted with other things.
By the way, 60% of the people, maybe like 80% of the people were like, what the hell are you talking about, Evan?
What do you mean?
The trouser thing?
Well,
they upset the...
How do you want me to phrase?
Nobody knows what that event was.
Trousers?
Yeah, the event.
Event. Yeah. Everybody knows what the event was, Tiki.
By the way...
It was Monday Night Raw. It's when Razor Ramon got upset by the 1-2-3 kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
Everybody knows.
I watch it on replay.
We all do.
Okay.
If you have Peacock, you've been watching it a lot.
Number 3.
Number 3 is do your own WWE entrance. I've seen a million Cody Rhodes. We've talked about it throughout. Oh. I'm not the biggest wrestling guy. But there is a chill and a pop in the air when you see Doug from Syosset come down, and he's Roman Reigns.
You know what's amazing? Right now, I'm glancing over, and for the first time, I am seeing the Titantron of Hulk Hogan, which is the guy I grew up with.
So that means it's an older person.
It means it's not
a kid.
It means it's an older person.
That is not a kid.
Or a diehard Republican.
I was going to say, yes. Yes. Go going to go out on a limb and say that's not a Kamala.
It's a Trump-a-mania.
I saw him make a speech the other day. He was amazing. Anyhow, go ahead.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
The NHL has a great setup right next to us, and you can shoot hockey pucks into a washer and dryer for accuracy.
Yes.
I'm not sure what the sponsorship tie-in, but I saw a bunch of clanks off a washer and dryer. I thought that was cool.
Very, very cool. That's also right next to us as well. These big kind of ice that's set up, and you can shoot. Very, very cool. I'm curious what number one is.
Here we go.
Number one.
And the number one thing is obvious. It's the WFAN setup.
Oh,
that's what
you're going
to say. There are QR codes to buy your WFAN gear. Plenty of great T-shirts, hoodies. You can see Joe B do a show with Sal tomorrow. We have trading cards available. You have Keith McPherson here on Sunday. You got us today. Now, the problem is the downfall. You mentioned Andre the Giant's boots. I think that we did drop the ball here. I would like a Mike Francesa used Diet Coke can around here. An old Steve Summers empty carton of cigarettes,
I think,
would be great. I think some of that paraphernalia from WFA in years past would have really solidified this.
I think,
but this is still number one. Come check out the
replica Boomer MVP trophy.
Right?
Maybe.
That would be great.
That's a great point. Some of the more Coney's this radio station as well.
Yeah.
I think we, maybe for next year, because I have a feeling the Fanatics Fest is going to become like a yearly thing. I have a feeling this is going to become a yearly event. Yeah,
it's pretty successful.
I know when Tiki's in Europe next year.
When the Fanatics Fest is taking
next
place.
Year we'll do it from the 40-40 Club.
Yeah, we'll hang out with Jay-Z.
Jay-Z is literally up there.
Yeah, Jay-Z's up there. Yeah.
I think that next year we have to bring some historical WFAN figures. That's a really good idea, but it is a very, very cool thing. I agree. Good job, Sean.
Right,
appreciate the signal.
Kiss my fat ass!
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.